Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Fairfax Harrison. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to Wikipedia, the podcast that dives deep into the enthralling pages of Wikipedia to bring you stories, insights, and discoveries that ignite curiosity, one article at a time. Today, we're delving into the life of Fairfax Harrison, a man who left an indelible mark on American railroads and law at the turn of the 20th century. But who was Fairfax Harrison, and why should you, my astute listener, care about this seemingly obscure historical figure? Fairfax Harrison was born into affluence on March 13, 1869, in New York City. There is something innately captivating about individuals who manage to navigate the world with the weight of heritage on their shoulders, and yet carve out a legacy that is uniquely their own. Harrison was one such person. His father was an influential lawyer, and his mother, a writer. While we often muse over whether success is ascribed by our lineage or inscribed by our hand, Harrison's journey provides an intriguing case study. Educated at Yale and then the Columbia Law School, Harrison cultivated a mind formidable in legal knowledge and principles of governance. But ask yourself this: have you ever felt the tinge of wanderlust, the impetus to step off the expected path and onto one dramatically different? Despite expectations that he would join the family law practice, Harrison was lured by the railroads, a lifeline of American industry at the time. I want you to imagine the late 1800s and early 1900s, a time when the steam engine was revolutionizing travel and commerce. Enter the Southern Railway System, where Harrison embarked on what would be a transformative career in American railroads. By 1913, Harrison had ascended to the presidency, showcasing that his talents transcended mere legal expertise. This was a man equally at home in the boardroom as he was in the courtroom. Under Harrison's stewardship, the Southern Railway thrived, navigating the tumultuous waters of World War I and the economic ups and downs of the 1920s. But it wasn't just about service and profit. Harrison had a vision for the Southern Railway to be an integral part of supporting agriculture in the southeastern United States. He believed that a nation's economic vigor was intimately tied to its ability to sustain and nurture its heartlands, a principle arguably as relevant today as it was then. Picture, if you will, the seemingly endless expanses of American farmland. Now imagine a network of railways crisscrossing this verdant landscape. Harrison's impact on agriculture cannot be overstated, as he initiated the diversification of crops, a practice certainly ahead of his time. He understood the peril of relying too heavily on a single crop, such as cotton, and passionately advocated for agricultural variety to bolster both economy and ecology. His commitment to agriculture also led him to pen The Farmer of Virginia, a reflection on the agrarian lifestyle and its role in American society. To the listeners who are gardeners or farmers, I wonder if you feel a kinship with Harrison, a man who, despite the industrial age abounding around him, held a reverence for the soil and its tillers. Though we know much of Harrison's professional life, the personal side of this erudite leader is a bit more elusive. However, it is known that Harrison married Constance Carey, a woman of societal standing, and together they had three children. We can only speculate on how the partnership between Harrison and his wife shaped his endeavors. In his golden years, after retiring from Southern Railway in 1937, Harrison embraced his literary talents with gusto. He dedicated his later life to historical research, penning several books on Virginia's colonial history and ancestors of his own family. One has to appreciate the full circle of a man who began his career applying his legal acumen to the corporate world and ended it by contributing thoughtfully to the historical record. Sadly, all profound journeys come to an end. Fairfax Harrison passed away on February 2, 1938. But like the railways that he so diligently oversaw, his legacy stretches far and wide, a testament to the difference one person can make in manifold realms of life. As we pull into the station on this episode, it's worth pondering the broader lessons from Fairfax Harrison's life. In a world that increasingly feels as if it demands specialization, Harrison's story serves as a reminder that diversifying one's talents and interests can not only lead to personal fulfillment, but also leave an enduring impact on society. So, dear listeners, what's your takeaway from the life of Fairfax Harrison? Is it the way he championed diversification in agriculture, or perhaps his smooth transition from law to railroad president to historian? Does it inspire you to look beyond your chosen field and explore other ways you can contribute to the world? I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Engage with us on our social media channels and share how Harrison's multifaceted life has resonated with you. Did his story spark your interest in railways, economics, agriculture, or history? Or maybe it reminded you of the legacy you'd like to leave behind. Let's keep the conversation going. Until next time, this is Wikipedia, where we bring the boundless curiosity of Wikipedia straight to your ears. Be sure to explore the article on Fairfax Harrison for yourself and join us again as we unearth more fascinating stories from the depths of Wikipedia. Thank you for tuning in. And remember, sometimes the tracks less traveled lead to the most remarkable destinations.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Fairfax Harrison. Thanks for listening. See you next time.